Welcome, lads, to the Casual Carrots of Gaming, episode 45. I'm Angus McNugget.
I'm Ryan.
With us today is Charles.
As always, is Charles. Say hello, Charles.
I guess.
The Last King of Scotland's here with us.
Ah, I see what you did there.
I wanted to make you feel comfortable.
I see what you did there. I don't have the eye, though. I don't have the force of your eye.
No.
So, in all seriousness, I'm Chester. I'm not actually Angus McNugget. I made up that name.
That was good. That definitely sounds Scottish.
It's pretty good, huh?
I've known a couple of Scottish names.
I watch a lot of Craig Ferguson.
I know three Scottish guys, and two of their last names are McNugget.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, that was good for you.
And they're both their first names are Angus, too.
Yeah. Well, one of them is Angus.
One's an Angus.
Yeah, the other one is Scrooge.
Scrooge McNugget.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. What's that?
Is there Black Angus?
You could be Black Angus.
Damn it.
Yes.
I already named this episode, too.
That's a good name for the episode.
So, as you can see, Dirk is not with us in the studio. He is playing frisbee golf. I said that out loud. As an adult man, he is playing frisbee golf. And you know...
We all know Dirk loves his frisbee golf.
The best to him.
The man's passionate.
I hope he's doing very well at the frisbee golf. I hope he's... Does anyone win when you play frisbee golf?
I think everybody loses.
I hope he's not losing the worst.
Well, you know, one day frisbee's going to be in the Olympics.
No.
And Dirk will be representing. Dirk will be representing the U.S.
in the Olympics. They have whole fucking
That's what it is.
That's right.
Statues of men playing frisbee in the Olympics.
An Olympic level.
And there's not
frisbee.
There's not even like a target. They just throw it. There's not like a basket made out of chains and shit. Fucking you get at the hardware store.
That shit's fucking amateur, dude.
That's amateur.
They're not even throwing at a basket.
No.
What the fuck?
They're just throwing at grass. I can do that.
You, right?
And I am the least athletic dude like ever.
Anyone can throw a frisbee
like,
at some
I
grass.
I sweat when I watch football. Like, that's how unathletic I am.
After he's just in the showers.
Damn, man. Larry Fitzgerald, man. Woo.
Putting in work.
Oh, I'm just sweating. Have you seen his ass, though? It's out of control.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't watch football.
You don't watch the foosball? Well, just Google Larry Fitzgerald's ass. You'll see.
Okay. I'll do that later. I don't want to get sidetracked here.
Gotta keep on focus.
That's right.
So what episode are we, 45?
45.
God damn.
That's a long time.
We're coming up on 2 years almost.
Almost.
Yeah. When do we start? We're about, what, 4 months
June
out?
June or July or something?
Something about 4 months out. Wow.
I don't know. I started in December.
Me too. It'd be awkward if Dirk did the show here at my house by himself. I'm like in the living room like watching Heroes with my girlfriend.
That would be
really awkward.
Yeah, it's a bit.
So let's talk about something.
What do we got on the docket today?
What do we got on the docket today? Well, first of all, I kind of want to know what you've been up to.
Me?
What's going on in your video game life?
I've been playing a lot of Assassin's Creed Unity.
Yeah,
I took a break for a while because you know we were trying to play all these fucking different games every week, and since we've stopped doing that, I've gotten back into.
You could play an actual full game,
and I just. Love that game.
Do you really?
I really do.
Even with
it's got its nuances. Bugs, but...
It's got plenty of bugs.
Yeah, but they fixed most of them.
Well...
Only occasionally do I get stuck while people are shooting at me.
Hang up the building like...
Oh, right?
What do I do now?
Why can't I get off of the side of this building?
There's
five people shooting at... Oh, that's how I get off the side of the building. I die.
Yeah, there you go.
Clearly.
I've seen a few more bugs. One is, like, if you're trying to jump too great of a distance, the game will give you kind of a push, and you'll look like you're floating. You ever seen... Have you noticed that? You jump, and it's like, yeah, okay, yeah. I don't think they could do that. I don't think that was real life.
Assassins can double jump.
Oh, okay. So they're like Kratos.
That's part of history. That's real.
Okay. Well, as long as it's accurate.
Because the game is based on
historic.
I know how
Ubisoft prides itself on its accuracy and how all of the French people... Like, when that dude... Okay, have you got to the part where you break into the castle? And then you break in, and you're like, this dude's all, hi, I'm a man with a British accent. My name is Napoleon. Like, shut the fuck up, Napoleon, with a British accent. Fuck out of here.
I've done a couple of missions for Napoleon. He's a badass.
Yeah. Well,
you know, I love that period in history. I'm a huge Alexander Dumas fan. I actually just did a mission today for Alexander Dumas. He wrote Three Musketeers. He wrote The Man in the Iron Mask. He basically just wrote a whole loosely based on reality history of that time and period.
Are there video games about him?
History.
Isn't that movie with Charlie Sheen?
Man in the Iron Mask?
No, Three Musketeers.
The candy bar?
Yeah.
Oh, I should have been McNugget.
Charlie Sheen made a movie about candy bar.
I
did say
McNugget. No, you said McNugget. I was thinking McNugget. Can't mix clans.
Love Nugget.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Chris O'Donnell. Guy,
Oliver Platt.
Yeah,
he's good. I like that dude.
Yeah, and Chris O'Donnell for some reason. Why not?
He's the young blood.
He was a big star for 2 years.
Right? Yeah. Until Batman and Robin.
What do you think he's doing right now?
Ruined Val Kilmer's life, too.
Yeah, really. He's all fat. Man, he's a mess.
Right?
He fell off the deep end.
What is Chris O'Donnell doing right now?
That's it.
Playing Sega Genesis with Val Kilmer. So can't afford an Xbox.
They're playing the Batman and Robin game.
Yes, exactly.
Remembering the good days.
They're just like drinking just straight buttermilk. Just getting fat. Whiskey and buttermilk. They just mix it together. And just,
call it buttermilk.
Yeah, no. That sounds like you sperm.
Laugh. No?
You laugh, but in the near future, you might be doing that shot.
Oh, God.
It's so thick. Hey, is that all you've been doing is playing Assassin's Creed?
Yes. That's it.
Wow. That's all I've been doing, too.
You've been playing Unity?
All I played was Unity all week.
What have you been playing, Charles?
Glitching out.
A little bit of everything, man.
A little bit of everything?
Yeah, man. Playing Destiny.
Destiny? I know you're a fan of that.
The only person in the world
it's only me.
That likes Destiny.
I've been playing Destiny, playing GTA 5 again.
Oh, good. Yeah, we're going to do that soon.
Yeah.
I need to get back into that.
You told me about Terraria. I played that last night for the first time.
Terraria?
Yeah.
I love Terraria. I still haven't played it.
It was all right. I remember very little of it because I was fucking hammered.
Oh, that's why I play video games. That's nice. What I'm talking about.
You playing it on PS4?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Pretty legit.
Yeah. Oh, you got a PS4? Oh, we should be friends because nobody I know has a PS4.
Really?
Yeah, I'm all on there.
You guys played GTA 5 together on PS4.
I'm alone and sad. Oh, I'm paying $90 for GTA 4. 5?
90.
You said 4, didn't you?
4?
You
I might
four.
Have.
Yeah. You said 4.
PS4. GTA 5 on the PS4.
We should just play GTA 4. No.
No.
Oh,
I don't, I don't think anyone should play GTA 4.
I did it online once, and it was just like Rocket Fest. I'm like, nope, I'm out.
Hey, do you want to go play... Do you want to go bowling with your imaginary friend in GTA 4?
No.
Do you want to go play darts with a different friend in GTA 4?
No.
Do you want to take a make-believe girl on a date? Maybe go to the carnival and play some darts?
Yes.
The date is the darts.
Right? Or billiards. Like, God, that game that...
Oh, everyone's so fucking needy.
They tried to make the social aspect in the... Oh, it was fucking stupid.
I hate it.
I did the bowling once, and it wasn't... If they're going to... Put all these, shoehorn all these minigames in there. Let's make them fun.
Oh,
the bowling
so
was so bad.
Boring.
Like, I played better bowling flash games
than
that shit. It was fucking awful.
Well, it was just like, hey, Nico is your cousin.
Cousin Nico, hey. Shut up, you fat immigrant.
I want to spend time with you. Man, I'm working for the fucking mafia right now. Do you really?
I'm
really?
Kind of like right in some shit.
Let's go to the strip club. I lost my Russian accent there.
Yeah. They never really specified.
You started thinking about it, you're like, we should go to the strip club. And you couldn't think about it anymore. All right, well, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Dude, it's a wrap.
So, okay. So you're playing Destiny.
Yeah.
Tell me why you like Destiny.
It kind of scratched a really specific itch. Like, I really wanted to play a shooter. And I wanted something that I knew that I would play for more than like a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a little repetitive, but at least for me, since I'm kind of early in playing it, it's not that big of a deal. Like, it's not that bad. I'm probably going to get sick of it pretty soon, but for now, it's pretty awesome, actually.
You said you'd never played an MMO before.
No.
It's an MMO? Oh, wait, yeah, that's all it is.
It's pretty much all it is, yeah. It's an MMO. Well, your dailies, your weeklies.
First-person shooter MMO, yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That sounds like everything that I hate about
grinding.
Games. I don't like shooters or MMOs.
Grinding. You gotta get your daily grind on.
I do, yeah, like, man. Grinding.
Do your fucking dailies.
Not in games, though.
You do grind a lot.
Ugh. That, I hate that. I've never played this game. I have immediate distaste for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what are you gonna do? What else you playing? Terraria, Destiny, GTA.
I'm going back playing Shadow of Mordor.
Oh, yeah. Are you on your, favorites. Fifth run through like Chester is?
Yeah. Jesus.
I only did 2 run throughs. Okay.
I'm glad I talked you into getting that game and I never even finished it.
That's kind of where I am. Like, I got it because Chester said it was good and I just never finished it.
And then a Karagor jumps on you and you're like, fuck this game.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm actually stuck at the part where you're supposed to kill the 4 war chiefs before you can move on to the second area. It's fuck that game.
Because you're like, I'm just going to hide in this bush or something. And then Dark Monster jumps on you. And you're like, fuck, I can't even hide in this bush. Right? This is bullshit. It's
how
fucking bullshit.
How does everything know where I am?
Right. And then, like, the quick time event for, like, taking those things down is, you got to be accurate fast. It's just like, fuck, man, I can't do it. Nah. I'm too drunk and I'm blind.
I thought
I don't
was
even
easy.
Noticed. But I don't see so well. So those quick time events usually don't work out so well for me.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Play a little Candy Crush?
No. No.
Did you see how our Twitter right? blew up when I mentioned Candy Crush?
It was just so funny. I was like, hey, I've got tips and tricks on how to get free lives on Candy Crush. It was
the 8 different people.
Spam message
posted
over and
the
over.
Same thing.
Yeah.
When I mentioned Candy Crush, because they're making an Angry Birds movie.
Yeah.
So no, I made that's for real? That was a joke.
That's
no,
real.
No, that's for real.
The voice acting lineup is actually pretty decent.
Is it Bradley Cooper?
No, they've got... I'm drawing a blank. Like, Sudeikis.
Yeah.
Jason Sudeikis.
I can't remember people's names right now.
Cousin Nico.
Can't either.
The guy, you know the guy from Jacob. That show, Eastbound and Down.
Danny McBride's
in it. It's pretty decent, pretty
Is
funny
he gonna
cast.
Go off on 5 minutes about jacking off?
I hope so. Big ass piggies.
Fucking love that dude.
Man, I really.
So Angry I mentioned Birds that movie. I mentioned that they're making this Angry Birds movie. I said, when are we going to get a Candy Crush saga? Yeah. And just Twitter blew up. And you know what? I responded to every single one of those people with the same message. That's a great idea. something along like.
it was all the same exact message. It was all just spam.
It was weird.
It was it was spam.
Yeah.
Because they just got bots searching Twitter for mentions of Candy Crush. Hey, click on this thing and put in your credit card number. I promise you'll get free lives. I just need to verify your age. Yeah. And your blood type and your mother's maiden name.
Yeah.
It's like a social under too, won't you?
Well, fuck Candy Crush. Never played it and I hate it. Just like Destiny. They shouldn't put those two games together. Destiny.
Don't play.
Destiny
will do
Crush.
That.
Destiny right? Crush. That sounds like Crush. One of those bad rip-off bands, like Destiny's Child. It's Destiny's Crush. Remember they had like a, what was the girl rapper group? There was NWA, and then there was what was the girl version of it? Hoes.
Bitches with Attitude.
It was a Hoes with Attitude. Something,
that one.
Bad rip-off thing.
Hmm.
They remember there was like En Vogue
Mm-mm.
and all like the
Mm-mm.
female pop groups or R&B.
I'm
ripping
noticing
each
the
other off.
That's so why also. Chester doesn't recognize these things.
Did you have MTV as a child?
Yeah.
I was going to go with the black thing.
I didn't, right? I didn't watch it. I didn't watch MTV. Except,
why?
Except when like Backstreet Boys were on.
I'm talking about like the early 90s, dude.
Nah, man. I was watching cartoons in the early 90s.
There were cartoons on MTV?
Also earlier today.
Yeah. What'd you watch?
I was watching some Full Metal Alchemist.
All right.
Yeah.
Brotherhood or the
Brotherhood.
Origin? Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are disappointing me a lot right now. I still have those anime books that kid at work gave me. I haven't even broken into them. Because they're just so Japanesey. They look super violent. I really want to read them. They're just too
Japanesey.
They're too Japanesey.
What does that mean?
Did I show them to you?
No.
The ones that you read backwards, that Dirk was all confused and thought they were upside down?
he's like, he thought they were backwards and upside down.
I don't know. You read from right to left. It's just backwards. No, then you got to... Oh my god.
It's reverse, bro. Reverse.
You're a retard. That's what it is. Holy shit.
You hear that, Dirk? I know you're listening.
I hope he's not. I hope he's having a good time with his family. Drinking.
And Sholo's?
The sadness away.
Training.
Yeah, Sholo is it's a shithole. It's just awful. You hear that, Sholo? Fuck you. Thank you for making me the bitter person that I am today.
Much like Phoenix is a garbage land of dust and sadness.
Sand and sadness.
Yeah, it's a garbage land of trees and sadness up there.
All right, well.
So what kind of news we got?
What do you got? What do you got?
Nothing. You got two things.
I was setting everything up, man. I had a lot of stuff going on. Do. I'm a busy guy.
Got my back.
I guess I just found out today the Star Wars rumors. Just now.
Yeah, my roommate was talking about that.
That, spoiler alert, internet, maybe.
I don't think so. I think it's a deliberate leak.
You think that Han Solo is going to die?
Because he acknowledged it.
I think Abrams is too clever.
Yeah.
And you remember, they did all kinds of misdirection shit with the original Star Wars trilogy. Where they, you know, they said, oh, Obi-Wan is your father. Like, that was the line they actually used.
Yeah,
in that scene,
they did there was some other stuff that they replaced some of his lines. Yeah,
they're misdirecting, and I think it's deliberate. I don't think they'll kill Han Solo.
Oh, the counterpoint.
Not in the first episode.
They'll kill Chewie.
What's up?
The counterpoint to that though is they spent like a year and a half saying that Benedict Cumberbatch wasn't Khan, and that fucker was Khan.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I don't know, man.
Was misdirection?
I don't know. It wasn't, though.
Well, they were just trying to cover up the leak.
You know what would be really great? Shitty. If the big secret is that they're bringing back Billy Dee Williams. That's the big secret.
Billy Dee Williams.
Billy Dee making a comeback.
Get some space capes in there?
Yeah, hell
space
yeah.
Space capes.
There I got right there. Look at that cape. That is badass.
Majestic.
Space
majestic.
Malt liquor.
It's like thicker than Darth Vader's cape, man. I bet that's velour.
Right?
Gotta be, yeah. He's got a pocket 70s. Inside for his Colt 45.
Love it.
It always gets the job done.
It does.
Always.
Nice.
Gonna say, like, what the fuck is he doing? Like, he's not busy. Like, why can't Billy Dee Williams be in Star Wars?
Right?
What's the last thing he did? Fucking Ladies Man? That's like the last movie he did.
Yeah.
No, he did Undercover Brother.
Oh, wait, wasn't that before Ladies Man, wasn't it? I thought that was before.
And it came after.
Was he in Pootie Tang?
He was in Pootie Tang.
That's the time I've been at the running game.
By the time, my demon.
So he's obviously probably aching for work.
He did.
And everyone loves fucking Lando.
Movie. Was he in the Lego movie?
That was him. He actually did.
Did the voice of Lando.
For like 5 seconds, though.
Yeah.
He was on an episode of Community.
Was he?
Yeah.
Doing what? Yeah. Was he playing himself?
They got rid of Donald Glover.
Yeah.
Him and Lando just chilling on a boat.
That's right.
I missed that episode.
Well, he's Donald Glover's like stepdad or something like that in the show.
I think so, yeah.
Is he deep and full of advice?
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't remember.
That's what I expect. Like, I want to hang out with him and he'd be like, he'd have all these like old guy things to say.
They had Lamar Burton on an episode too. That was pretty funny.
Lamar Burton? Was he wearing the.
No.
The Jordy mask? No.
No.
No. Was he teaching kids how to read?
He was doing that, yeah.
Okay.
At the community college.
All right, I'm cool with that then. Like, I don't want anything else out of him except for
he
those
He referred
two
to
things.
Himself as Kunta Kinte in one scene. It was pretty funny.
Jesus.
I haven't watched that show for a while. I'm missing a lot of stuff.
What, Blizzard is now testing microtransactions.
Where is that? Here it is.
Way to go, Blizzard. They're only testing it in Asia right now.
Oh, those motherfuckers will buy anything.
Oh, yeah.
They thought it would get them a little bit further. Oh, yeah. Oh, they're going to make a hit off of that shit.
Yeah. Dick.
Well, they'll buy shit that isn't going to be. They'll buy cosmetic shit. Just because. Yeah.
The shiny penis-rimmed helmet of Aragorn.
Yeah, man.
I'd buy that.
You need that.
It's only 99 cents. The penis-rimmed helmet?
Yeah.
God, man. Make you look like a badass.
I mean, when you think about it, you're paying 99 cents for an extra dick.
What's the new character? The witch doctor or whatever?
Where is it?
Have him on there, all looking like Dalsim. The dick helmet.
I played as the witch doctor.
How was it?
It was just like playing any other character.
Yeah. What was the one at Diablo 2?
I threw
that just took over.
jars of spiders, I think.
Yeah. You're a monster. That's gross.
Yeah, there was one ability where you, like, released poisonous frogs.
That's okay. I'm okay with that.
Something about fried chicken.
I don't remember anything about Diablo 3. Only I remember
type of enemy, though.
There was a lot of grape drink.
I remember I enjoyed
that grape.
Purple drink. Purple. I'm sorry. Purple. Yep, you're right. Fuck that up.
Jeez. Water, sugar, purple.
That's right.
What do you got going on over there? What kind of news did you bring to the table?
Let's see.
Don't take one. I only got one more. Don't take one.
I was over here getting myself angry about people canceling their stuff for PAX East.
Who's canceling?
I heard about that too.
Yeah, some indie dev.
Oh, good. Giant
Space Cat?
It's probably that motherfucker that did Fez.
Phil Fish? Fuck that dude.
Everyone's just, all right.
Yeah.
Thank God. Yeah. Open up a booth for somebody we give a fuck about.
No, but apparently they're canceling it because they're scared that, like, the Gamersgate movement is going to just bomb them or some stupid shit like that.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Are they afraid of Anonymous? I read that briefly, that they were concerned that security wasn't tight enough. So they pulled out of, it's a fucking
game convention. You know what? A lot of those dudes, though, the kids with the fedoras and the dusters, they have real katanas. They own swords. They collect swords.
They can barely lift them, though.
Yeah, I know. All it takes is one swing. You get three or four of those fatties coming at you. I mean, one of them might get a good hit in.
Can you imagine just a mob of fatties with swords coming at you?
Just fucking trench coats flowing in the wind. Just making this. It sounds like horses running, but it's really just.
And their battle cry would be something like,
this isn't even my final form.
Drop that. And
the swords are today. The swords are kind of out in front of them because they can't hold them up all the way.
Yeah, you got to hold it idle.
And then they all stop.
Their head and fall backwards.
They all stop in unison. And
well, no, wait. They would go in waves.
Dude, they're inhalers.
Like, the fatties would team up with, like, the Japanophiles. So all of them would run at you with the sword dragon behind them. Like, it's right. Final Fantasy VII or some shit.
That's right. Sparks coming up off the sword as they run.
Those are the real ones you got to keep
as they drag it across the carpet.
Then you just pull out one of those pillows with the Asian chick on it.
Done.
And they'd be like, my waifu!
Waifu!
That's how you get them to stop attacking.
That's how you stop Japanophiles from attacking.
I feel like we just solved the Gamergate problem. Get
them all those creepy-ass pillows.
Right? Hold their creepy pillow with the gun to its head. I'll spray feathers all over this motherfucking room. You take one more step.
What are you guys doing this thing? Oh, God. It smells awful. Oh,
it smells sour.
It smells buttermilk.
Fucking puked. That guy a little bit. Well, okay. I guess you know what that means. There's an open slot at PAX East.
Yeah.
Chester.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's.
I'd spend another $500 on nothing.
$500.
Oh, that was just the t-shirts.
That was just the shirts. Then we had to pay for the space. We had to pay for the hotel. We had to pay for the flight. We had to pay for all those drinks.
Booth, yeah.
Remember how much we drank?
No, that part I don't remember.
You wake up the next morning in the hotel room and there's like five of those like 24 cases. Because they don't sell 30 packs in Texas, I don't think. It's like 24 cases everywhere and fucking handles of liquor all over the ground.
Wait, where'd you guys go?
Oh, SGC.
SGC?
Yeah.
Oh, that's your tag game?
Yeah. It was a good time. We met some great people out there. Yeah. But man, Alcoholicost. Man, it was a mess. It was great. We should do that at PAX East. Where's it at? In Boston?
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Let's show the Irish how to really
the
drink.
East Coast.
We'll show Boston. How to do it right.
It's pretty safe South, bet, man. Right? Oh, Brandon and John are both in the...
It's a miracle.
Hi, guys.
I didn't realize there were people here. Sorry, people. Culture.
Brandon says, speak up, Charles. I think you need to get closer to that mic there.
What?
I turned him up already.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, he keeps moving away. I think he's afraid of it. It's all right, man. It doesn't bite. It probably smells like Dirk.
All right.
That might be it.
Yeah. Just pull that arm up a little bit. Then you won't have to lean forward. There you go. Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Oh, man. It's magic.
Get that big black thing right there, right in the middle of your mouth.
I'm just used to going on the other side of this. So I don't know how this works.
Noise. That's hot. That's so hot. One of our listeners, John, said hi to Chester.
These are our coworkers.
Well, fuck these. Not bastards. Our friends. You know what?
Clearly defined.
He hates you. That's our chat right now. That he hates you. All right. So I guess I saw the Aquaman picture, and I would like to recant my previous statement of fuck that. Because Jason Momoa does look pretty badass.
He looks pretty fucking hardcore.
Yeah, he really does. He's frightening. He is already a frightening man.
See, I was
like Aquaman. He looks scary.
I should have known better. I was imagining like 70s Aquaman.
The cheesy with the orange.
With the orange bodysuit and the green tighty whitey. Well, I guess they'd be tighty greenies, but.
Yeah, whatever.
just
green yoga pants.
Goofy looking motherfucker is what I was thinking. I was like, they can't do that.
They can't. I mean, it's got to be the brooding, serious, the newer Aquaman that's like super serious and always
pretty fucking badass.
Is he gonna? I want to know. Is he gonna have the hook hand though? Is he gonna have the badass hook hand?
Did he have the hook hand in the picture?
I don't know. I don't know if I could see his hands. Tab. But yeah, when he cuts his own hand off,
his trident has 5 prongs.
That's not a trident.
It's a quindent. What do you call that?
Okay, now I'm all of a sudden not okay with Aquaman again.
Too many goddamn prongs.
Yeah, you know what? That's called a pitchfork. That's not a trident. You're right.
It's a pitchfork.
Yeah.
Yeah, a pitchfork is more fun.
That's not menacing. That's like working man class. You're just like.
Yeah. That's borderline. That's Aquaman. A borderline rake. Ooh.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, he's going to go rake the yard.
All right. I'm back on the other side of the yard of hating Aquaman. I was over on this side for a second, and then I didn't realize that his trident had 5 prongs on it.
Right? Come on.
That's fucking stupid.
Fucking amateurs.
Come on.
Well, they figured that since J.J. Abrams added the fucking hilt things to the lightsaber.
You're into this shit. How did he lose his hand?
The version that I'm familiar with is that he cut it off himself. I saw it on Justice League. He was chained to a rock, him and his son both, and he got one of his hands free. He couldn't get the other one free, so he cut his own hand off to save his son.
Aqualad?
Aqualad.
Aqualad is illegitimate son.
Aqualad. Okay, the illegitimate son is named Aqualad. What is his son's name?
I don't know.
Aqua Fresh?
Bill or something. I don't remember.
Aqua Fresh.
That's his African American friend.
That's the worst thing I've ever
heard. Aqua Fresh.
No. The black one's Aqua Boogie.
Wait, his squire or whatever you call it in the Justice League.
Yeah.
No. Justice Squad or Young Justice. Young Justice. That's it.
Young Justice.
Yeah.
Young Blood.
He's a black kid. Maybe his name is Aqua Fresh. I don't even remember. Yeah, I think he was Aqualad.
Yeah, I think it was Aqualad. Yeah,
is there really an Aqualad?
There really is.
Yeah,
there really is.
I was being clever.
No, you're
no. Nope. They got you in the 60s.
They beat me.
Sorry, man.
You win this round, Marvel.
Well, I'm or still DC. gonna. Yeah, what the fuck? I'm still gonna go watch it. I mean, why? Because why not?
I'm gonna watch it.
I'm a sucker for comic.
Just
watch
that Ant-Man trailer. That looked pretty cool.
It didn't really expose a whole.
I love Rob Corddry. Riggle.
Or
Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd. That's the one.
Man, who do you think you are?
Yeah, I was like, is Rob Corddry?
Are you white people starting to look like?
I always want to say Rob Rudd for some reason.
Rudd.
Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
Paul Rudd. Let me say it one more time just so it sticks.
Paul Rubb.
Rubb.
I like he's my favorite actor of all time, Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd. He's a funny dude. He's snarky.
You think they made like a Anchorman cool? porno? One of the guys in it was Paul Rubb.
Paul Rubb?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Jesus, good, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like yeah. that. No. Come I hate on. It. I hate it.
Let's do the plot.
Wow, you turned pretty quickly on that one, man.
I hate that. I fucking hate that.
Look at me.
That?
Look at me, Hector. Well, what else you got? Come at me with something. You didn't give me time to find any fucking news, so now you got to give me some news.
You're the one who said 7 o'clock.
It's not my fault. That the waitress at the fucking bar was the worst ever.
That bitch.
That bitch was the fucking the worst.
I am never going back to Zips until next week.
You're taking a
but
week
probably
a
different
on
Zips.
A different fucking zip.
Until I find out that this is the closest one to me.
Well, it was rumored that Jim Carrey was going to be Carnage in an upcoming Spider-Man film.
Why?
Because he's Jim Carrey. He could be Carnage.
I get. Well, yeah, I guess he could. He could play nuts really good.
He's good at nuts.
He is good at nuts.
I guess, yeah.
It would make. I mean, he was. What was that movie with the numbers?
23?
Number 23.
Was that it? He was kind of psycho in that one. Kind of nuts. And I think he did a pretty good job in that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a good actor.
He's all right.
And he likes Cannibal Corpse.
So does he? Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm okay with that. I guess during the filming of Ace Ventura, you know, the scene when he goes into the club, he was really excited that Cannibal Corpse was there. And he went over to talk to him. He's like, oh, I'm a big fan. So that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess he can be Carnage now. I'm okay with it. Is that it?
Hmm.
That's all we're going to talk about?
You got any more
the episode?
News? Anything gaming related?
It's been a really slow day for gaming news.
Yeah, slow week.
Oh my, except for the Settlers of Catan movie. No?
Go on.
Because,
tell me more.
Yeah, if there's anything that I want to see, it's a grid-based strategy game made into a fucking movie. That sounds awful. It'll be as good as the Dungeons & Dragons movie.
I was looking at a list of...
with the Wayans guy. Which one? It was like 1 of 7. Pick one. It's got you got a 1 of 7 chance.
Damon. One of the Wayanses?
Marlon. Keenan Ivory.
Don't pick Sean. Fuck. No, God damn it, Sean.
God damn it.
Oh, did we talk about The Order? Or are we gonna
That was something.
Talk about The Order. That dumpster fire.
I'm so sad about The Order. Oh, man. Everyone's been shitting on The Order. I've been so excited about that game for like the past year, like since the Game Informer came out and I read about it. And then that Kotaku review.
Dude.
They were brutal. So brutal. Just fucking headshot. Scathing. You know, it was, they were just calling it fucking boring and repetitive. It's just like, it's nothing but a bunch of fucking cutscenes and quick time events. And when you do get to the actual action, it's just generic human enemy after generic human enemy, duck and cover, repeat. It's like, man, it sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only good part about the game is that it looks good, and sometimes there's werewolves. Man, it sucks.
It sounds pretty boring.
I'm really excited about that game, so I guess I'll have to fucking wait until it comes out used.
That short video we watched where they were, like, repelling out of a blimp.
Yeah, apparently that part's really fun.
It looked kind of cool.
Every review I've seen is like, yeah, that part's awesome. Fuck the rest of this game.
They blew their load on that one part of the game.
Well, when you think about it, that's the only thing that they've shown real gameplay of up until now.
Yeah.
Like, everything else has been like, look at these fucking graphics.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, they're knights. But
look at that sweet mustache.
It's a pretty epic mustache.
It is a good mustache.
I'm a little jealous. Just a little
bit. Me too. Look at how sad my mustache is.
Right? That's a sad
big
mustache.
Big old beard. Weak-ass mustache.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm the worst. I'm the worst kind of person.
I decided to quit trimming my mustache.
Yeah, just eat it?
Yeah, just chewing on it.
Now you trim it now?
Just
whatever you can chew.
Off the ends.
Whatever you can chew, that goes.
That's right.
I fucking hate it. I was on my way out of the fucking barber shop last weekend, and I had to stop and turn around like, you need to cut this shit out of my mouth. This is fucking disgusting.
Your tongue?
Yeah.
I wish.
Clearly that didn't happen.
I wish. So, well, what was it last week we were talking about video game movies and how there's like no good ones?
Why did somebody give us a good one?
No, I actually pulled up the Wikipedia list of films based on games.
Did you find a good one?
No. Oh. No, but the upcoming ones, there's some fucking trash in this list here.
It's going to be good.
Well, The Angry Birds has an actual release date of July 1st next year. So that is definitely happening.
All right.
Warcraft film, March 11th of next year.
Oh, yeah, the dude who directed Source Code is directing that. So
yeah.
It could be.
I never saw Source Code.
Mm. So wait,
we've got a Ratchet and Clank film coming out. And
why?
It just says 2015, so.
That's this year.
That is this year.
So this is a surprise.
Holy shit, it is this year. It
could come in at any point.
Right?
Surprise. Ratchet and Clank.
Pikmin.
Come on. I guess that could be like a kids movie, kind of Pixar type deal. Yeah.
What do we got? Assassin's Creed, of course. Metal Gear Solid film. Temple Run is on this list.
How are you going to do a Metal Gear Solid film?
How are you going to do a temple run?
How are you
gonna,
yeah,
I feel right. like we buried the lead on that one.
It's called Indiana Jones. I've already seen that movie.
So right? you're making a movie about a game that has no actual end.
Cut the rope.
I love Cut the Rope.
Cut the yeah?
Yeah.
That, wait, wait. That's really on the list.
That's on the list.
How are they going to make a movie out of that?
I have no idea.
It's just 2 hours of someone feeding candy to a little monster.
Dirk will like this. Just Cause. Scorpion Rising.
That could be an awesome movie if they do it.
It could be pretty cool. I hope he actually farts parachutes, though.
Yeah. It could just be like nonsense. If they try to make it a real serious action movie, they're going to fail. If they don't bring the silliness to it,
it's got
to
be goofy.
You got it. You got to do campy action.
I hope there's just terrible acting.
They should just let Uwe Boll do it.
No.
And you'll have...
No. No. It's no.
There's another one on the list I know Dirk will love, Shadow of the Colossus.
I feel like we've been trying to make that movie forever.
Though. Yeah, it sounds like, I mean, it's kind of a boring game. When you get to the actual Colossi, those are kind of exciting, but just the game is just boring. I guess the movie doesn't have to focus on the riding your horse from area to area.
Just 20 minutes over this guy's shoulder. That's how you fill it in. Well, they're going to have to put a bunch of story in between there, too.
Well, there were no other characters in the game.
Wasn't there the sleeping chick?
The sleeping chick. That's a whole different movie.
The kid,
I would watch that.
His horse.
Sleep
and the monsters.
I feel like there's places on the internet where you can already watch
that. That's right. Shadow of the Colossus. Dick.
What?
Minecraft, the movie?
Come on.
Right?
Why?
I don't know.
So it's just like
Lego. It's immensely popular.
Lego movie 2, Minecraft.
Right? Well, it's immensely popular. They can make money off of that.
I've never even played it.
I've never played it either.
It looks stupid.
We don't have autism.
I have autism.
Although, I do love Terraria, which is just two-dimensional Minecraft.
I guess that's true.
It's what it is. You know what? You take out that extra dimension, and I'm having fun.
Yeah.
You put in that third dimension, I'm like, what the fuck? What am I supposed to do? There's too much.
There's third dimension.
There's too many directions to go.
Give me left and right, man. This up and down shit? Nope.
The Last of Us. That's already a fucking movie. It's an interactive movie.
It's a pretty good game, though, man.
I never played it. Well, I played it a little bit. I couldn't get into it.
Yeah, I can see that. It's a pretty bleak game. So.
Yeah.
Like, it's definitely not something that everybody should play.
Yeah.
But
I'm not going to play it. It looks scary.
Meh. There's some monsters coming at you pretty quick. You probably wouldn't like it.
I don't like monsters in games. No. Like, guys, I only want to fight human enemies. Yeah. I want you guys to know this.
Well, then it sounds like I've got the game for you.
It's called The Order.
Wave after wave. Of his own men.
You like fighting generic humans? I got
Absolutely.
A game for you.
Yeah, I get freaked out like on Mass Effect when you have to fight those weird little gremlin looking things down in the sewer. I don't know what they're called. But
the husks?
Oh, those would freak me out too.
Yeah.
No, they live down in like the sewer. They look like gremlins. They look exactly like gremlins. I can't remember what they're called.
It's been a while since I've played. Yeah. Were they called gremlins?
Yeah, they're called gremlins.
Okay.
And they freak me out. Because they look like they could bite me. And that's gross. And they probably have, like, bacteria and stuff.
They probably don't brush their teeth.
They probably don't.
They use the Aquafresh.
Probably don't. Full circle. Full fucking circle. Way to go. You're the best. Fantastic. Fantastic, Chester. Way to go.
The fucking orchestrator of this shit.
How about a Mortal Kombat reboot is in the works?
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah?
Yeah, because like an idiot, I love the first one.
Yeah? Well, you're not alone. A lot of people love that movie.
It's a shitty movie, though. It's a really shitty movie.
It's pretty bad.
But it's really, really bad.
I just don't understand why making a fighting game into a movie.
Did you not watch The Legend of Chun-Li?
I did not.
Neither did I, because it looked really bad.
Oh, man, it's really, really bad.
So wait,
I have seen it, unfortunately.
So the Mortal Kombat is really getting the reboot?
Well, it just says TBC.
Well, because they made Machinima made that series.
Yeah, which really means to be cast.
And it was actually pretty good. Although there wasn't enough Michael Jai White for my taste. He was just in, like, the first one or two episodes.
Yeah.
know. He's busy, man.
He's busy, what? Yeah. Being a, I think he's a, he like trains people for movies and stuff, and he does stunts and stuff.
Dude, Black Dynamite.
Well, yeah.
Come on now.
But that was like, what was that, like 6 years ago? It's been a while.
Dynamite!
Never seen it, huh?
No. Never seen it.
Never seen it.
Just watch too many it. Black it's, people. Dude, it is blaxploitation yeah, at its finest.
It's pretty dark. A lot of your people get killed in it.
It's a dark comedy.
Yeah.
Like Pootie Tang. Pootie Tang was a dark comedy.
I like, yeah. It was. I liked him as Spawn. He was awesome as Spawn.
Right.
So, ever since I watched Spawn, I was a big fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why. Spawn? That movie's cheesy, but I loved it.
I'm with you on that one. It's a pretty shitty movie, too.
I don't know why. I just fucking loved it. Because I like John Leguizamo as the Violator. That was a good choice.
It was a good choice.
It was.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be rebooting that, too. They're supposed to make another Spawn movie at some point.
Yeah, they should make Spawn white like they're making everyone else black.
They did in the comic.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Is Spawn white now?
Well, he was white. Then last week, Spawn like 250 came out, and he's back being black.
So good he was choice. White for a little while.
Yeah, good choice. So he's Michael Jackson, basically.
Sure.
Michael Jackson was never black again.
Well, now that he's in heaven,
That he's in heaven,
he did not go to heaven.
Okay, you don't get to do all that. And
he
go
was
to
sent to hell, and the devil made him black again as punishment.
There you go. Soot. It's very sooty.
Because that's punishment.
Apparently,
it's so sooty. I'm so uncomfortable. It's very dusty down here.
I just want to take a bath.
Nope. There are no baths in hell. This is Darcher.
It just smells like wet dog down there.
It's probably. It's in everywhere my skin bends. It's inside my elbows. Curse.
He made him black. He's around a bunch of white people and it smells like wet dog.
They all smell like wet dog.
Oh. Done.
White people do smell like wet dog.
Easiest curse ever.
It smells like wet dogs in here.
Is it me?
Oh, shit.
Shit. Oh, man.
Here, how about this bullshit for you? TwitchCon.
TwitchCon.
Come on.
Like,
there's got to be a convention for fucking everything.
Dude, conventions are the future.
It's just going to be a bunch of, like, just screens and people playing video games. No one's talking or anything. And they're just standing there watching people play video games. Dude. And sitting in their living room watching people play video games.
I'm announcing it right here.
What?
You're hearing it live, folks. We're putting together ConventionCon.
Yeah. ConventionCon.
ConventionCon.
For fans of conventions.
2016, it's happening.
It could be a Comic-Con booth.
Yeah.
A SGC booth.
That's right.
Do they still do the Star Trek ones?
Get your con on.
There'll be seven different PAX.
There's
booths.
Our slogan right there.
PAX East, PAX right? West, PAX South.
Get your con
PAX
on.
PAX Middle Asia. PAX Mongolia.
PAX Small to Medium Game Company.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's put together a convention con.
Let's do it, man.
Dirk likes projects. Dirk, I'm putting you in charge of this.
Yeah. He's our lead on this one.
Can you,
Start point.
This. Yeah. Let's go ahead and get the website. All start it up. Get that trademark.
ConventionCon.con.
ConCon.com.
ConCon.com.
Well, you work for a registrar, so you need to make that happen. .con. Jesus Christ.
Spelled K-A-H-N.
This is fucking the worst idea. Yeah. There's like no details yet about what exactly is going to go down at
it's
TwitchCon.
It's just awkward people.
It's fucking stupid. Every convention is fucking awkward people.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just like a cash grab. I understand that people like Twitch, but like I like Twitch because I can just watch people play video games.
Can we just watch TwitchCon from home?
Right. Are they going to stream
it
on
Twitch?
Yeah,
that's what I don't understand. Like, what's the point of going to a convention that is it's by just, default about not being there?
Yeah, exactly.
Like
like video games, but I don't like playing them myself, so I'm going to watch a stranger play these video games.
And that's what, or like you're too drunk. Like there's been nights where I've been too drunk.
You're too drunk to play a game, so you just watch.
So I just watch. Why not? Like, oh, man, I want to play Assassin's Creed, but I am fucking wasted.
So it's game cuckoldry?
So, yeah, pretty much. So I'll watch someone else do it and jerk off in the corner while my wife's getting some BBC.
So you guys have met.
It was dark.
In passing. In passing.
Yeah. I don't know. They told me to not look. Don't look at me in the face. Good nice. To see you again.
Jesus Christ.
With clothes on and not inside of my girlfriend.
Well. All right. Well, there was one more game movie on my list here. It's, I don't even want to mention it. It's not even worth mentioning now.
No, go ahead, man.
It's Gran Turismo, a.k.a. Fast and Furious, a.k.a.
Oh, what was Speed?
Yeah. Like, did we learn nothing from Need for Speed?
Did anyone watch that? Did you watch that?
No.
Did you watch that?
Head.
Oh, damn it.
Couldn't do it.
Pinkman Races.
I want to watch speaking that. Speaking of Pinkman.
Who has your boy Keaton in it?
Really?
Yeah.
Doing what?
Apparently he's like being a radio old? Guy.
Radio. Yeah. Like on the radio?
Radio. Yeah.
Like a host?
Like apparently the whole thing is it kind of rips off some of the plot from one of the Need for Speed games. They had a plot.
There's plots in Need for Speed?
There's one, yeah. There's one that has a
fucking racing game.
Hey, don't ask so questions, much man. Stuff. Don't ask questions. But no, like he's like the radio announcer for this race because they're going from like point A to point B across the country.
Good boosting.
Yeah. Just,
what a fucking drift. Trade and paint. No, that was Burnout, wasn't it? Trade and paint.
I love those dumbass games.
Oh, oh fuck. So why?
Well, speaking of Pinkman, have you guys caught Saul Goodman? What's the show?
Oh, Better Call Saul. No, have you watched it?
No, I
God
want to.
Damn it.
Nope.
Did I miss
I brought it up.
Well,
I
heard there was
excellent execution.
There was a little bit of a Gorilla Grodd teaser on The Flash, and I have not caught
I
up.
I heard about that. Yeah, I don't watch The Flash, so I don't care.
Dude, The Flash is great. It's a good show. You should watch it.
I hate that costume.
Why?
I just don't like The Flash.
It just looks like an idiot.
I think they pull it off well.
They need to update that. All these costumes. Update the Flash's costume.
It's kind of got a point there.
Like this is a stupid looking costume.
And they keep it all kind of cheesy, but not too cheesy. And like the cheesy ass villains, the Flash has the worst fucking rogues gallery of all time.
Yeah.
Fucking Captain Cold, Captain Boomerang.
I was gonna say you're not down with Captain Boomerang.
What is all these fucking captains?
There was
they can't
all
be captains.
Oh, hey man, play? It's pretty hard to get promoted.
Mark Hamill played a villain on the original Flash TV show.
Oh,
the Prankster, I think
it was. It the Prankster?
Yeah. See, shitty ass fucking villains.
What's the worst?
Didn't he like cover the ground in chewed gum?
Yeah,
he literally did. You're right. He covers it in chewed gum and has him run after him, and he gets stuck in the fucking gum.
Dude, reverse Flash. That's the worst. Reverse Flash. I can't think of anything else.
It's reverse Flash, but you would assume that means like he's really slow, right?
Or that he runs backwards.
Hello, cousin Speedy.
Neither are true in this case.
What is his power?
He's just fast.
He's evil. He's Flash, so but he's evil.
Evil Flash.
Evil Flash.
Yeah, that would be a better idea.
And his suit is yellow with a red circle.
Yeah.
So red with a yellow circle.
That's a look of approval right there. That's what that
so
is.
So that's reversed.
He's reversed.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Get it?
Inverted, perhaps.
Yeah, inverted Flash. That's way better because he's not reversed. He doesn't run backwards, and he's not slow.
Well, see, now I would have gone, like a flash would be a bright light. Maybe make him blackout or something like that, you know, like the opposite of a bright flash of light.
Like, so you can't see him?
Well, see, ever. Back in the day, though, if you put black in a superhero's name, he had to be black.
Right.
Well, he could be black.
Black Panther. Wasn't there, like, a black lightning?
I mean, he's
black
evil.
Thunder
black
or Adam.
So
black
it goes without saying that
is
he's black.
Is Black Adam really black, though?
He's Egyptian, so he's like.
He's like. Yeah, he's like a. He's more of like a high yellow.
What? I don't even know who Black Adam is. Oh, we were talking about this last week.
Black Adam. He's Shazam's arch nemesis.
Yeah. He's from Egypt. That's all I got.
Okay.
He's awesome, dude. I think the Rock. I think we were talking about that last
the Rock
week. The Rock,
gonna
man.
Play
he's going to nail that. I think that's going to be fucking awesome. But I'm also a big Rock fanboy, so what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You're going to fucking watch it, and you're going to fucking like it.
Yeah, I like Rock.
Rock Live?
Mm-hmm. No. Rock Band.
Rock Band.
It's
Rock
coming
Smith.
Back.
Fuck Rock Smith.
Rock Band's coming back.
Rock Smith. Is it?
Yeah.
Is it going to make a fucking movie out of it? Rock Band, the
New
movie.
New joke, but they might.
Wait, that was a movie. Rock Star. With Marky Mark.
Did they make a movie out of Rock Band?
No, they just made Rockstar with Marky Mark.
Guitar Hero the movie.
Guitar Hero.
They did make that. It was called Crossroads.
Yeah.
What is Crossroads?
School of Rock. You've never
seen Crossroads?
No. I'm assuming it's about blues.
Fuck.
Is it about blues? Yeah.
If I remember correctly, he's got Ralph Macchio. So the Karate Kid.
Come the fuck on.
Nice.
As an adult?
No, like a little after Karate Kid.
Okay.
So he's getting trained, you know, to be a fucking guitarist, obviously. Mm-hmm. Right. It has all the, like, cheesy shred guitars of the time. So, like, Steve Vai is in it. Fucking, fuck, I can't think of anybody else, but Steve Vai is in it.
Steve Vai is in it. Yeah. Are the other guys from G3? Steve Vai. Who are the other two dudes? I don't know.
That's who I was blanking on. It's
the
Vai.
Edge, John Petrucci. Who's the
bald
other one?
The bald one. I can't think of the bald one. Because you know what I'm talking about. He's the bald one.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't think of his name.
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll Google him later.
That's literally his only defining trait is that he's bald.
So, well, I just imagined a Crossroads it would be about selling their soul, and I figured it'd be like about the old blues guys.
Oh yeah, there's a part dedicated to that.
Stories about them selling their souls. They did an episode of Supernatural like that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You want to watch it together?
I've still never seen that show.
No shirts. I never watched Supernatural with my shirt on. Ever.
Let's do it.
Whoa. So I'm just asking, can we make an Uh-Oh Oreo when we do this?
Reverse Oreo. You got like brothers or cousins? You can make a double stuff.
Oh, yeah. We can mix this up.
We can make a double stuff without any extra people.
Yeah. You just lay on the ground and put your arms and legs up in the air and we'll lay in your spoon area down there. Boom, double stuff. Double stuff.
It's not really what I was talking about, but
well, it's got to be chocolate on both sides.
He's a DP.
Have you ever eaten?
I was referring to a DP.
Have you ever eaten a fucking Oreo?
Never,
we're
man.
We're just gonna blow through that stop sign, huh?
Yeah. Oh no. There's. Yeah. No. Once we start talking about gay shit, I never stop.
I've never eaten an Oreo before.
That's weird. That's awkward. Well,
damn,
Chester.
Damn,
you're the worst person I've ever known for not eating an Oreo. But I think we've beaten this thing into the ground far enough. Yeah. I'd like to thank the terrible waitress. Terrible
fucking Zips. Nicole.
Zips.
Her name was Nicole. It's fitting. It's
my girlfriend's name. Wait, why is that fitting?
All Nicoles are terrible.
Yeah, for making us late for the show, so we didn't have enough time to prep. I guess we all have internet on our phones. We could have just done it while we were at the bar. But we're not responsible
adults. My phone's only
so, what are you gonna do?
Plays crossword puzzles. It's on my phone.
Mine just does Candy Crush.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hashtag Candy Crush.
Hashtag, yeah. If you want to get a bunch of hits on Twitter.
That's
just
right.
Just mention. You didn't even put a hashtag.
I didn't.
You just mentioned it in passing.
Candy Crush Saga.
Holy shit. Well.
Shit blew up.
I can't wait for the movie.
Blew up.
Can't wait for
the saga. The saga continues. Yeah.
So, before we go, I have a serious question for Charles. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, man. Was it fun?
Would you be willing to come by next week?
Maybe? Fuck yeah.
Talk about GTA?
Yeah.
I'll be in Flagstaff, so
he's going to be gone.
Don't steal my stuff.
Secretly, I'm going to replace all
you
of
them. You can,
we'll turn into a one man podcast.
Just shoot it three times so you can be in all three chairs.
That's right.
Laughing at your own joke. Oh, you're fucking hilarious.
You're the fucking best.
So, man, come back next week. Maybe Charles will be in my seat.
Maybe.
Next week. You got to control all this shit, though.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
But don't fuck it up like three times like I did. And then spill a beer directly on Chester.
Well, that's most Thursdays anyway.
Or you go to the bar with him on Thursdays?
Yeah.
I've heard tell of this bar. Sounds fun. I won't go there. It's too far away. So.
Skeptical.
What?
Skeptical Chemist.
Cool.
In North Scottsdale.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
It's a good bar.
Well, no. But anyways, thanks for listening. Check us out on the internet.
CasualCowards.com.
If you're listening to this, you already know where to find us.
That's right.
Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook.
Yeah,
space.
You know what? Give us ratings.
Get on the iTunes and give us a rating.
Do the things.
5 stars. Love
like,
their dicks.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Right? Leave some comments. It'll give us
rankings. It gets me hard as shit. Just get on there. Just I don't even care about the rankings. I just want to know
that
people love me.
Hard.
Right. I'm talking about I'm ripping zippers. Get in there. Get in there. You know, if I get one comment, I will wear the battle jacket.
Do you still have the stitches in your dick?
No. Where are my balls?
You don't have the dick stitches anymore?
They were my balls.
I mean, let's be honest. They sound more awesome if you say dick stitches.
Dick stitches has a better ring to it.
Yes, I still have the dick stitches.
If you leave a comment, you'll make his dick so hard it'll rip the stitches.
I'll rip a stitch just for you.
A stitch.
So thanks for coming.
Oh,
Ryan. Thanks for what, coming.
Would you fucking take us out?
Thanks for coming, Ryan.
Thanks for coming, Charles.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. On my girlfriend last week.
All right, so for episode 45, I'm Chester.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Charles.
Bye.
There's 3-ply toilet paper?
There is 3-ply teepee.
Shut the fuck. That's like wiping your ass with construction paper.
No, it's not. It's
that's so thick.
Well,
you just use a paper towel at that point.
More like, yeah, well, it's because softness, dude. You're right. Missing the softness factor.
So wipe your ass with a blanket.
It's like wiping your
there, see? Now you're talking.
Like, just get a washcloth and just
wipe my ass with some cotton candy.
What the fuck?
Secret! I got a secret! Don't get me wrong, I like, you know, sitting around getting drunk talking about dork shit, but fuck. I could be playing video games and drinking. Or I could be, you know, watching Archer and drinking. There's a lot of shit I could be doing while drinking. It doesn't necessarily have to be this.
I love being
this. I love you.
That's cute.
You shouldn't see it though, it's fucked up. Really, it looks like right when hot dogs start to cook and they start to get all moist on the outside, let's say pick up two of those and slap them together. That's what it looks like. Me and Chester are loving each other. It's gross. It's sweat.
Yeah, pork. Is it spaced out?
Yeah. It's like sweat and pork smell. It's fucking nasty. That's what he said last time, too. He delivers, though. He does deliver.